Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Tampa, Florida flagship station all across America on my networks to the great stations that are carrying us. Let's not forget also I'm in my Moss Family Automotive studio. And by the way, across the Caribbean, around the world too, via the internet and satellite, that's how Steve in Thailand is hearing us. That's how Maria in Germany is hearing us. And hello to them and the other folks that are overseas listening to us, especially our military. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Parler, the Captain's America. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, where you can go over there and take advantage of a lot of different things that are there. All right, joining us for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget about that. Okay, well, Kyle, during the break, we found something very interesting out. Thanks to One America News Network, a tech expert has revealed, and this is astounding, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to something tight. A tech expert has revealed that the Georgia voting machines were connected to a Chinese vendor in China at the time of the election.
Well, this is very powerful, obviously, Captain.
Powerful? It's beyond belief.
Well, sure, of course. Yeah, so this particular tech expert had given some testimony before the Georgia State Judiciary Subcommittee, and he demonstrated, evidently, that his ability to connect a Dominion voting machine to the Internet, according to the OAN story. They go on to say this came despite claims by state election officials that the electronic voting machines do not connect to the web. So if he can demonstrate that it's possible to do that, that's pretty
I remember the demonstration. I actually saw about 5 minutes of that, happened to catch it. I remember it. I remember seeing it. Denise Simon and I talked about it, and it went nowhere.
Yep.
Nowhere.
Yep.
And again, I'm going to repeat this one more time before I go to the caller. You can forget about the Russia, 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 and you better start emphasizing China, China, China. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is first shout out to Fort Rucker, Alabama, Condor 4 and Condor 2 from U.S. Pentagon First Team Bubba Scout Rev in Colorado.
You got it.
We know it started a dark winter. We want to know, why are we having to put up with Chinese troops training in Canada? We talked to NORAD, NORCOM, and said, we don't want them there.
Yeah.
Why should we put up with it?
Well, we don't live in Canada, do we? So I know we don't want them there, but that's their problem. But go ahead.
Well, they can cross the border. There's plenty of room in the Canadian provinces and the Northwest Territories, more than in the lower 48.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're going to, and they build islands in the China Sea. Nobody wants them, especially that gang of Boyd Carson all around America. They're telling me, no, get them out of here. We don't care how. And,
okay.
And they're our buddies over at Northcom. How do we get them out of there?
I don't know. We'll figure it out here in a minute. But thank you very much for the call, and Happy New Year to you. Well, Kyle, first of all, what goes on in Canada has to do with Canada, not us, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And I do know they had, at last report I saw, and I did see a number, 3,000 Chinese troops doing winter training with the Canadian forces. And I don't know what that was all about, but they were doing what they were doing, and so be it. Again, we have no say in what Canada does. And Trudeau, I call him Trudeau Jr. because of his dad, Pierre Trudeau. Remember him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He was quite the flamboyant prime minister and conservative. And, of course, he was a good, honest supporter all the time of the United States, never had to worry about him. And if you remember right, when we had the Iranian hostage situation and he was the prime minister, who hid American people in the basement of the Canadian embassy? Was it not Pierre Trudeau's government?
I believe so, right?
Yeah, that's how come we even got to know about him, because of what he did. But his son's a horse of a different color altogether. I don't know what the answer is for China. I'm sure that we did not like it there. I do know that the Chinese forces are not there now. They went back to where they went back to. It got all blown out of proportion in the papers. There were some articles saying, oh, there's 30,000 troops up here training. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was 3,000
mm-hmm.
in terms of the Chinese along with the Canadians. But anyway, it's been done, and whatever happened, happened. I don't know. But this other thing with this tech expert revealing that the Georgia voting machines connected to the Chinese vendor was actually going on during the time of the election and the actual voting, that and then the fact that it was, and I do remember that it was testified about, and the expert did show how it worked. They absolutely paid no attention to it. Didn't mean a tinker's damn to them. So, here we go again. Right?
Exactly right.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back more in the Captain's America Third Watch, I'm going to get up on my soapbox and say something. Not everyone will like it, but, you know, we got to get with the program here and get our priorities together. We've got the third coming up tomorrow, the anniversary of Soleimani. Then we got the fourth, the big rallies in Georgia. And then we got the fifth, the election in Georgia, and then the sixth.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And by the way, you folks are inundating me over on Facebook and the instant messenger and the direct messages. I just took a look over there. I just told Kyle I've got 1,999 messages and they're still coming. So we appreciate all the enthusiasm in the show. I try to answer the ones I can see. I am going to mention some names here before the end of the segment, I promise. Okay. Here we go. There's gold waiting in that flower windshield of yours, and give it an inspection today because you'll find out if it's chipped or cracked. You'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and if you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, to Tampa and Sarasota, Ocala, Port Charlotte, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a total warranty, and $100 drop right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. Just have given this number, call this number, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, and the entire world was waiting to hear that. All right, well, before I move on, and again, thanks very much for the messages. And I said that, and I just got another couple hundred messages just like that fast. Oh, well. Okay, you know, so far, folks, nothing appears to change the results of the election back on November the 3rd before January 20th when the swearing-in inauguration day happens at 12:01 p.m. Now, yesterday, we had quite a radio show. And in hour number 4 of the show yesterday, January 1, we had a legal discussion with our attorney talking about what was going to take place, what needed to be done, how they needed to prove this, that, and the other, and a couple of very important things there for you to understand. if they can test this, and they are, apparently, Kyle, tell me if I'm wrong, apparently we're going to have around 100 or so, we don't know the exact number, GOP congressmen contest this from in the House of Representatives, right?
Right.
And we're going to have probably two senators, correct?
Right.
One for sure, but probably two. It will then, they'll have to break off the joint session of Congress and meet individually to decide whether or not they want to hear, number one, the contest, number one, and number two, whether or not they want to act on them, correct?
Right.
Now, in the House of Representatives, it will take 218 votes to do anything to pass it and say, okay, we're going to change it, we're going to do this, we're going to vote one state, one vote, that's what we're going to do, that's how we'll solve it, right?
That's right.
In the Senate, it will take 51 votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if the Senate says, yep, we want to contest this and we want to do the one state, one vote, and the House says no? Where does it go then and who makes the decision?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think it would come down to the vice president.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It goes to the vice president, and he has to make the decision. This is what these people are gambling on, that Vice President Pence is going to stand there and go, okay, we're going to have the one state, one vote. Vice President Pence, through his attorneys that were representing him, the Department of Justice, and for some reason they got involved in when Louis Gohmert, the congressman, by the way, late last night, Louis Gohmert's lawsuit was tossed out, so that's gone now and out of the picture. But had he prevailed, he was trying to force Vice President Pence to abide by the one state, one vote rule and do it that way, to solve the situation that way. But the vice president and his people have come out and said that they stand behind the procedure that's there, the long procedure with the Electoral College. I'm paraphrasing words that were mentioned yesterday, but that's what we've heard so far, correct?
That's right.
So I wouldn't hold my breath on Vice President Pence, would you?
No, I wouldn't, but there is a real quandary there, though, Captain, and that is to say that as somebody who has, I'm sure, looked at these affidavits and sworn
yeah.
testimonies very closely, it's
yeah.
very hard for somebody like
yeah.
them to say, I don't see it.
Now, a lot of people are banking on Sidney Powell this and Lynn, whatever the hell his name is. I'm not even interested in him because the guy's got some off-the-wall stuff, and forget that idea. He's like somebody from a third world or something throwing some of the crap he's throwing out there. But Sidney Powell, okay, I understand what she's doing, but so far, has she been successful with anything other than Lieutenant General Mike Flynn?
No, this is talking about releasing the Kraken, and unfortunately it has
the Kraken got released, but it cracked.
Well, you're right. It wasn't successful. Yeah.
And at the very best, we can hope that there'll be a good fight put up on the 6th. And if they do go to the one state vote, where each state gets one vote for the president, and it's decided by the states as to how they're going to do it, the congressional representatives, we know that 28 states are run by the Republicans, and Donald Trump will be the president if that happens, correct?
That's right.
Well, if that happens, I'll stand up and say, Eureka, God bless America, God save America, and it's great, and I'll just shout it from everywhere there is to shout. But if it doesn't happen, then what?
Well, if that doesn't happen, then we move on to January the 20th, where Joe Biden will be inaugurated president.
Now, we the people need to get concentrated right now on the things that we can fix right away. We have got to make election reform a priority at the state level, and it's a no-brainer. Everything starts at the state level, folks. People are wasting their time trying to do anything else other than fix it. The federal level has nothing to do with state elections. You've got 50 states, and believe it or not, you can have 50 different sets of rules in the 50 states. That's one way it's done, right?
Right.
So think about it. It's plain common sense, ladies and gentlemen. And that's just where myself, my radio networks that I'm on, are going to unify in our message. It's all about America. We're going to work to help fix it. Our greatest days are still ahead of us. God bless America. God save America. God help America. And by God, on this show, we are not going to stop standing up for the people.
No, we're not, as a matter of fact, Captain. And but what we're trying to do as well is make sure that we have everything, you know, factual based.
That's right.
To make sure that people get the actual story. We all wish, you know, things will happen a certain way. However, we also have to be very honest in the reality of the situation. Even if there was fraud,
yep,
this mechanism continues. There's no doubt about that.
That's why we have to have election reform, and that's why you have to have picture ID everywhere in the country. This has to be uniform, not just, well, they're trying to squash the vote. The minorities can't get this. There is no more excuse. You can get a picture ID identification at the sheriff's office, at the county clerk's office. There's all kinds of places around the country where you can do this. There is no more excuse.
Well, but again, the idea of no picture ID, no real...
Well, how the hell do you know how do you know who's voting? If I go in there and say, my name is Sam Jones, and I live at XYZ Street, and I want to vote, and I got no proof, they got to let me vote in some of these states. They got to let me vote.
Well, exactly, but this is what we're seeing in this election, Captain, where people showed up to vote, and somebody said, you already voted.
Yeah.
Somebody...
did exactly what we said.
Exactly.
Yep.
But yet this was not somehow enough for the courts to say, wait a minute, we got to take a look at
this. And the only way we can change that is at the state level, not
That's
the
right.
federal level. So, folks, you got to start concentrating on 2022. Now you got to start thinking about the people that you send to the state legislatures. And, oh, by the way, all elections, even a local election for dog catcher, for city council, for town council, all elections have national implications. You need to think national when you vote locally.
Well, exactly right. And this will help to refocus. But we need to have as much passion, myself included. I need to have as much passion for who is getting elected locally as to the big stories on the national level. Exactly,
yep.
Right.
And that is exactly why we are going to stand up for the little guys and everybody else that's in between, and you can lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, because we are going to do just exactly what I said.
Precisely right. Because, you know, Captain, you know, the spirit of America, the spirit of so many people who went out and voted in good faith, that is not going to fade away.
Nope.
If anything, it's like awakening the sleeping giant.
Yep. And January the 4th up there in Georgia, Dalton, Georgia, at 7 p.m., Valdosta, Georgia, earlier on in the day, the president will be there for two big rallies. By the way, on the 5th, they have the election in Georgia. And then on the 6th, they're going to have a big rally and a march in Washington, D.C., as well as all around the country at different places. So check that out and see if you can get involved in one of them. If you want to get involved, wave a flag, march, drive a car. Hell, I don't know. There might even be boats again, for all I know. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more. And, Kathy, give them the phone number, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 in a rare New Year's Day session. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was their last chance before starting over.
The Senate can start off this new year by adding to that sense of hope by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families. The Senate can start off 2021 by really helping the American people. We can start off 2021 by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families to carry them through the darkest and final days of this pandemic.
Senator Lindsey Graham says, like the president, he also wants the $2,000 checks. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Breese.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, and their website is farrahandfarrah.com. And here is more about them right now. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Again, FarrahandFarrah.com. F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And I've already had some people tell me that they have had good luck with them, and that's a good thing. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, New York City just endured a 2020 crime surge straight out of hell, a 97% jump in shootings, a nearly 45% surge in murders, including 15 straight weeks of gunfire as COVID-19 ravaged New York. Meantime, Chicago, 4,100 people were shot during 2020 as violence has spiked all over the country, especially in the major big blue cities across America.
It's a very, very sad statistics, for sure. And this goes hand in hand, of course, with demonizing the police force, trying to defund the police, and also not focusing on where real violence is happening, especially in black communities. And this is a terrible travesty that is going on. Because we hear about Black Lives Matter, but look at all the shootings and all these violent crimes, black-on-black crime. It's a terrible thing.
Well, as we mentioned, all lives matter, and that's the position we take on this show. Blue lives matter, red lives matter, green, yellow, whatever the color they are, all lives matter. That's the emphasis. By the way, ACE is the first letter in the alphabet, is it not?
That's right.
I rest my case. Okay, Senator Mitt Romney is calling for urgent action to fix the coronavirus vaccine delays. But again, the vaccine delays seem to be, again, in the blue states and the blue cities.
Right, right. Well, you know, unfortunately, Captain, everything that Senator Romney wants to come out and start doing always seems to be now through the lens somehow of his grudge against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. You know, we get it. He doesn't like Trump.
Yep.
And all this stuff. So it's really hard sometimes, you know, to try to find, you know, where he's really coming from on a lot of this stuff. But, of course, we should roll out the vaccine as fast as possible, but it's becoming the next talking point. Oh, they're not doing it fast enough. Even the Biden machine is mentioning this kind of stuff.
Now, the Minneapolis prosecutors in the George Floyd trial are seeking a delay against the four police officers, citing coronavirus as the culprit, because it's apparently devastating the courtroom as well up there in Minneapolis. So there may be a delay. People might not like it, but there may be a delay.
That's true. That's true. Well, there's a lot of different court cases that have been delayed because of this.
Yeah. Now let's go back to California, because your governor, California Governor Gavin Newsom, and the recall effort has gained momentum. My cousin, Fox News Tammy Bruce, has joined the fight along with Tom Del Beccaro and other folks, calling Californians. They say they're in dire straits, and I'm telling you, it's getting very close to the signature requirements. I think they need, 1.4 million signatures?
I believe so, and I think it was extended towards the end of March.
But aren't they just a little bit over a million?
I believe so. Yeah, they're getting a lot closer, and they were also able to hit a milestone to be able to mail out a lot of signature requests directly to people, as I recall. And yes, Tammy Bruce is talking about this. And we've heard Tammy Bruce, I remember when she was on locally here in Southern California. KFI Radio. That's right. So I remember listening to
I was
to
on
Tammy
her program
Bruce.
A couple times.
Very cool. And
I don't think you knew me then, but then again, you might have. Who knows?
No, I don't think that I did, to be honest, or I may not have heard you on there at that time. But
well, I was on it September 11th, talking about September 11th. That's why she had me on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's become an amazing voice for things of this nature, and so we wish them all the best.
Yeah.
And this is gaining momentum, and it may also, Captain, be a real bellwether to other governors in other states who may decide, maybe I'm going too far, because Gavin Newsom has certainly gone too far with all of this.
Yeah, by the way, Portland, Oregon police say that rioters threw firebombs at officers and targeted a courthouse on New Year's Eve. Meanwhile, New York State business owners are blasting Governor Cuomo for opening the football stadium, Rich Stadium, out there in Buffalo, but not restaurants amid the COVID lockdowns. Well, I don't blame them.
Right, of course, exactly. Yeah.
And then something else that happened was they had another shooting in Minneapolis, and the Minneapolis Police Department released the recordings of the Dolaw Edge shooting that occurred during a traffic stop for a felony warrant, and it proves for anybody that's seen it, and I saw it, it proves for anybody that saw it, that this guy got out of line and didn't do what the police asked him to do and got combative, and too bad, so sad.
Every single time, Captain, and it's a tragedy if anybody ever loses their life, but
yeah.
Every single time we do seem to see that it's because the person the police are investigating, they will not cooperate.
Now, I got a question for you, and I've been waiting to ask you this, and this is the time to do it. How the hell did the Rose Bowl that's supposed to be played in Pasadena, California, wind up being played in Texas yesterday?
Well, we can't have sporting events or major gatherings. in Southern California.
But I thought the NFL is going to have a playoff game there in San Francisco or somewhere thereabouts with no fans in the stands. Is that true?
You know, I don't know for sure, to be honest. But I do know that, of course, the Rose Parade itself, there was no Rose Parade. It was kind of a best of the Rose Parade that was broadcast earlier. But which was kind of sad because it's such a great tradition.
Yeah.
And it's great to watch it on TV or go there.
Speaking of watching on TV, I'm getting sick of seeing little Dr. Fauci pop up every 10 minutes here and then over there and go network to network and all that stuff. He now claims the U.S. will not start returning to normality until the end of 2021. He's changed his story again.
Yeah, and guess what we're going to hear as we get to the end of 2021? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to use humor to illustrate this absurdity. But we'll start getting closer to the end of 2021, and the goalposts will probably move again.
Yep, because especially under Biden, because that's what they're going to do. They want to keep everybody just hanging in limbo, right?
Well, one would think, and by the way, Captain, we're going to have to get something else from Biden other than I'm going to shut down the virus, not shut down the economy. Those are all campaign, rhetoric,
yeah.
But it's not real policy.
Well,
and we got to find out.
Here's the problem that he's going to face now. Iran's top commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard has warned the United States that they are ready to respond to any military pressure from the U.S. We heard about that threat from the Iranian president. And again, this is serious stuff, folks. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has said Donald Trump will be dead in a few days. He warned that Donald Trump will be dead in a few days. I don't know where that's coming from or why they're saying it, but my God in heaven, that sounds like a definite threat to our president, which in any other era would result in, I don't know, maybe dropping a bomb down the presidential palace.
Well, it is very, very significant because typically terrorist organizations will carry out operations when they can
I'll give you an example. Remember Libya and Muammar Gaddafi when he was shooting his mouth off about Reagan?
Right.
What happened?
Well, that's right. Yeah, he got a bomb in his tent or something like that.
Yeah, killed his son.
Yeah. But again, this is very significant because usually anniversaries, while significant in the terrorist organization's world, they don't typically just do things on anniversaries per se. They go when they can go for fear of being shut down. Because I'll tell you this, Captain, whatever chatter is going on, you gotta know that the intelligence communities of the allied nations basically are picking up on it and will know something. But it is very, very significant. We don't know what it means, and so they have to be ready literally for anything.
Yeah, and keep in mind, folks, January the 3rd is the one-year anniversary of General Qassem Soleimani's death being taken out by the United States. Iran is talking tough. They threatened action of some sort. Don't know what it is. We have a lot of forces on standby. Kathy? Give them the phone number one more time. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. She's formerly with Fox News, and someday we'll tell you all about the relationship that we've got and how it's gone on for all these years since September 11, 2001. But this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Nearest You. They do bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report out there. And don't forget to stop on by, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you, and that's how you'll get it. Meantime, by popular demand, here we go.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again in America.
good beats. You never did like that, but ever get together again. We're down show boots, you were walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In a very good future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. But we're damn sure cool, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again.
All righty, that's Charlie Daniels, and I'll tell you what, I had so many requests to play that over again that I played it over again, so thank you very much for the requests. And Kyle, I didn't mind hearing that a second time, did you?
No, not at all. Just enjoying it.
Yep, and I just that's a song that'll really get you going, because boy, in this day and times that we're living in and everything that's coming up here, we need to have a little bit more confidence in our government as well as in ourselves, because we, the people, are the bosses of applesauce, and don't let anybody tell you any different. All right, I am going to read you this statement. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. A strong storm system is shifting from the Ohio Valley into the northeast United States through Saturday into Sunday, with snow and ice and accumulating along much of the storm track. By the way, a series of Pacific storms now is going to produce periods of heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, and gusty to high winds across the northwestern United States right into next week. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, it looks like in the northwestern corner of Colorado, this is going to be north of I-70. This is going to be in the Craig and Maybell areas in Colorado. Also, Hayden, we've got a dense fog advisory that's now appeared on our maps, and this is going to go over into Utah there, just across the border. This is going to be near Vernal and Naples, Utah, so be very careful in those areas. Also, we've got a high wind warning in Cheyenne and Laramie areas. Also in the Casper, Wyoming area as well, and a high wind watch. This is covering Cody, Wyoming. And again, the word is wind up near Bozeman, also in up through Montana, Great Falls, Helena. And as we move over towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we still have a high wind watch there. We have a winter storm watch going on there as well. 36 degrees right now reporting in Coeur d'Alene. And of course, on the 4th of July pass, that is near there, where along I-90, we've got icy patches, chances of light snow, and also rain as well in that area. Also, speaking of rain, flood watch going on right now in Seattle. Rain forecast for the next several days. Wind advisory in Portland, Salem, and also Eugene down the Interstate 5. And also rain forecast in Portland for the next several days. High wind warning, this is going to be near Lakeview in southern Oregon. And that's going to extend down through Northern California, where we also have a winter storm watch in the Reno, Carson City area, just across the border in Nevada. And we rounded out, Captain, with the air quality alert still showing in the Phoenix, Mesa, and Tempe area there in Arizona.
All righty. Well, I'm going to start out in West Texas, east of El Paso. As you climb the elevation, get up into the higher mountains in southwest Texas, you've got some winter driving conditions from the snow they had the other day. Still some icy conditions. Bridges may be iced over a little bit. I-10, I-20 junction, Vega over to Pecos. You definitely have got some touchy areas there with the bridges being a little bit slippery. Please be careful there. Going up into North Dakota, central part of North Dakota, around Bismarck, you do have some rainy weather. And by the way, the water, the rain they've had with the ice that's up there as well in the rivers and whatnot and the lakes is starting to create some flooding, so be advised of that. You also have a dense fog advisory from I-29 all the way down Sioux City, Iowa. Okay, all the way from Sioux City, Iowa, up I-29, all the way to Minot, North Dakota, to the Canadian border. So, That's the dense fog going on there right now. Also along I-94, Fargo over west of about 40, 50 miles. And all the way to the Twin Cities, dense fog advisory, the western part of Minnesota, western half of Minnesota, dense fog advisory. And then that goes all the way down to Rochester, Minnesota, along I-90, and the northern part of Iowa, I-80, and the Quad Cities. Looks like as if there's a little bit of patchy fog there. Snow over on the east side of Lake Michigan. About one-third, the western one-third, central one-third of Michigan with some snow. Coming on down to Florida, Tallahassee, about a 50-mile wide stretch of rain. All the way up now, starting to approach Tifton, Georgia. It's starting to get a little further up into Georgia. So rain there. Rain has moved out of Georgia over in the Augusta area, pretty much covering the central part of South Carolina. Fog around the Atlanta area right now, up I-75 towards Kennesaw. And then the snow is still there, northeast New York State, from I-81, from Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, all the way to the Canadian line, and west over into Elmira, New York, west of Binghamton. You've got snow all the way over covering the entire eastern part of the state from Poughkeepsie north. Way up in the very top northeastern part of New York State, you got a winter storm warning that goes across northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and all of Maine right now, winter storm warning. And it's snowing just about everywhere in the Berkshire Mountains, Massachusetts, across towards Boston, up into most of New Hampshire, all of Vermont, and all of Maine. So, Kyle, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kyle.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. And very quickly, we'll briefly go over here to have a little chat with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
The Senate voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense budget, and I'm not surprised. I figured that would happen, but the president's a little bit perturbed about that one.
Yes, he is.
And, of course, he's probably going to be perturbed about a lot of things here in the not-too-distant future. But it is what it is. And he declared, because he came right out after that, and he says, well, the Georgia Senate runoffs are invalid and illegal.
Well, he may not be wrong.
But somebody's got to step up and say he's right, and they haven't done it. They won't do it. I don't get it.
Well, no, hold on. It's just that they've got all this evidence, but courts won't even take the cases.
That's right.
And so the Democrats are saying that there is no evidence. Well, no, that's not true. The evidence isn't even given the chance to be presented. So if it affected the presidential race, it affected the down ballot races.
Yeah.
Which I mentioned last night.
I know. And here's this other thing that Georgia's Secretary of State released a signature audit finding. He made the comment after he said, well, three strikes against voter fraud claims and they're out. That's it. He's done.
Yeah, but wasn't it just Cobb County?
It was one county. Yep.
Yeah,
Cobb County. Yep. And he says, that's it. We're done.
Well, not
something screwy going on there.
Well, I mean, it's screwy all over, but
yep,
not necessarily just one county, because you still have
sure
the Georgia Supreme Court that's being heard by Rachel.
Yep. Well,
whatever her name.
We can hope. Hold on. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, it's just unbelievable. You got all this stuff. You got all this evidence trying to be presented, and the courts don't want to hear it. So far. All right. I'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we got plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about, including Iran making a...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.